Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me now is the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and that is Dan Zimmerman. How's it going?
It's going well, sir. How's it going with you?
It's going good, although I think I'm going to run for the Senate.
Are you? Really?
Probably going to go and try to run in Arizona. I'm going to be a carpetbagger and go try to run in Arizona. Because apparently if you get out there, well, probably I will be, but I'm just going to get out and go, hi, I'm Bill Frady, radio host, running for the Senate. Because apparently if you had some other occupation and you get out there and say, I'm so-and-so, other occupation, you're qualified to be in the Senate.
Well, Mark Kelly was an astronaut.
I know. Although a bunch of astronauts are sort of, I've seen that. I saw a bunch of astronauts coming out there saying, well, you know, he didn't really do anything special. Martha McSally got out there and fought for women's rights in the Air Force. But, oh, no, not Mark. But what do you think about what he's having to do in order to get anywhere in the race? And how tight do you think that race is? Do you think it's actually going to go the way? It seems like all of a sudden, as we are coming into the tail end, lots of question marks coming up about all the Democrats.
Well, Mr. Kelly, as your readers or your listeners probably know, is the co-founder of the Giffords gun control operation. He's married to Gabrielle Giffords. And once he decided to run for the Senate, he stopped talking about guns. And dodged pretty much every question that's ever been asked of him about it. If you look at his website, he barely mentions gun control. He says the most anodyne things about guns, saying, you know, let's keep our kids safe, let's keep our community safe, let's stop school shootings, and let's make sure that stalkers and wife beaters don't have guns, you know, things that aren't going to offend anyone. But because he's running in a state that is staunchly pro-gun. Arizona is a constitutional carry state. Arizonans love their gun rights and defend them. But he knows, he's smart enough to know that if he runs on gun control, he ain't going to do well at all. So instead, what Captain Kelly has done has been to project this all-American flyboy image and wave the flag and let everybody know what a great hero he was. He's an astronaut. Lots of guts to be an astronaut. Takes lots of training to be an astronaut. He flew, I think, in the space shuttle at least once, maybe a couple of times. I don't know. His brother's an astronaut. He's done some remarkable things. All credit to him for that. Where he doesn't get credit is for trying to conceal his other background, which is that of someone who has been working against civilian gun ownership for years and years and years.
I look at him as the modern-day Sarah Brady.
There's a lot of obvious parallels to that.
Yeah, but I mean... I don't want to put it this way, but I mean, it seems like it's almost like the way he's been doing things, especially with his wife, Gabrielle. I know they trot her out there. I don't know how much they let her speak because I don't know how good at speaking she is now.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Due to her injury. But, I mean, it's almost like, you know, it almost seems to me abusive for them to do this based upon some sort of political agenda. Because let's say something really stupid were to happen and you and me and everybody else that does what we do right now today, we suddenly agree with Mark Kelly. We suddenly decide to agree with him, and then that's going to change his wife's condition. How?
Well, it won't. You know, he jumped on the anti-gun bandwagon, as the relatives of many shooting victims do.
But, I mean, he's got – remember when he went out there and wanted to be a straw purchaser? He's going to buy a gun and then give it to somebody else and all this other stuff? I mean
– Yeah, and he got caught. And as I remember, the retailer recognized him and wouldn't sell the gun. If I'm remembering correctly, this had to be 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
He is a dedicated anti-gunner who's been at that game for years. Then he decided to run for the Senate, and that all stopped. And he doesn't want anybody to know about it, and he doesn't want to talk about it. And he wants the average low information Arizona voter to know as little about that as possible when they make a mark or flip the lever on November 3rd. But ask yourself this. Is there one thing that the Democrats, Joe Biden in particular, are proposing to do if and when they're elected? I mean, we're talking assault weapons bans, red flag laws, one gun a month, national buyback of assault weapons.
And packing the court. And they're going to pack the court.
Packing the court. Is there one of those things that he won't vote for? And you know the answer is no. He'd be four square behind every one of those things that comes up for a vote.
Of course. Of course. I mean, that's one thing the Democrats are really good at, which is they're all down with the team effort whenever they have one to, you know, something common they can get with.
Oh, so, yeah, they get along when it's time.
Yeah. Yeah. They and then they close ranks when they get in there. So,
yes, they do.
I haven't been paying too much attention to that simply because to that one, because I don't, you know, I've talked to Dean Weingarten about this. I don't understand the dynamic there because surely to God, the people of Arizona know what this guy did prior to deciding to run for the Senate.
You know,
I'm just sitting here going, did they think because he decided to run for the Senate, he's like, you know, well, never mind. Like Gilda Radner used to do on Saturday Night Live. I was for gun control, but now I want to be your next senator of Arizona. Is this Senate seat? Is this the one John Kyle got out of, or the one Jeff Flake got out of?
I lost track because McSally, I think, was appointed to McCain's, and then she lost that seat to Sinema.
Right.
And I think when Kyle left, the governor appointed McSally to fill the vacancy, and that's what they're running for now. It got very convoluted. I think that's correct.
But, I mean, they elected Sinema.
Yes, they did.
In Arizona. I mean, I just don't understand this. I really don't. I don't understand people, Dan. I don't. I don't get it. But
well,
I guess it was. Yeah, it, obviously
it's
it is.
Because Kelly's ahead in the polls. It has been for quite a while.
But I don't believe in polls. So anyway, well, let's head to the first break. Let's head to the first break. The truthaboutguns.com. This is where you can find what Dan does. Everything we're talking about tonight is coming straight off of the front page of that website, thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. More on this in just a moment. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, This next little bit was the most macabre thing I've ever seen in my life. This coming from Manuel and Patricia Oliver, whose son was killed in Parkland, and they had him digitally resurrected to give a gun control message.
Yes, they did. Yeah, I first encountered the Olivers back in 2018 when we were at the NRA convention, as we now always are.
Did you actually go out there? I saw that. And did,
yes.
I thought about going out there and trying to interact with Alyssa Milano, but I didn't have time.
Oh, I did that, too.
Oh, okay.
That was at a different area of downtown Dallas at the time.
Gotcha.
This was next door. I think it's the government center, City Hall, was right across the street there from the convention center, and they had a whole anti-gun sort of carnival set up there. And one of the features of this demonstration was Mr. Oliver painting a mural of sorts in front of supporters and the media. It was strange, to say the least, because what it was, and I was there for at least an hour watching do this whole thing, and it was a picture of President Trump in what looks like a circus outfit, or a ringmaster outfit, and then there was Dana Loesch in a clown outfit holding an AR. And the message, and there were the little pictures of students running and one student with a reticle over him being targeted. And the message was, "We demand a fair game." I'm not sure really what that meant, but the Oliver seemed to have trouble with messaging because they started this movement to try to further the cause of gun control. It's called Change the Ref. Again, it's confusing. If you're trying to get your message across and make it simple for people to understand, that doesn't do it. But anyway, that's the first time I ran into the Olivers.
Did you actually speak with him?
I did not. He was behind the barricade doing his work, painting this thing. So, no, I did not get a chance to speak to him. I just watched the whole process and took a variety of photos. But then, on Friday, he and his wife released this animated video, which is creepily lifelike. I don't know, obviously I never met or saw images of what their son looked like when he was alive, but this is apparently extremely lifelike.
I was very interested in the way their son was moving because, it was sort of I'd really like to know if that's the way he actually moved when because then that would complete it all because it is disturbing.
It is. And his son's name, or nickname was Guac, and he gives an impassioned message for gun control. So they basically used their dead son and stuck words in his mouth and had him preach to people to vote for gun control candidates because he can't. I think the opening lines of this thing were it said, "Yo, it's me. I've been gone for 2 years and nothing's changed, bro. People are still getting killed by guns. What is that? Everybody knows it, but they don't do anything. I'm tired of waiting for somebody to fix it."
And see, that's the part of the script where I really have an issue with that because they're thinking the thing they're throwing out there is a law would stop this. A law would stop killing.
Exactly.
And that is ridiculous. In and of itself, it is ridiculous.
The shooter broke all kinds of laws that day. I don't think any more laws would have done anything to stop him.
Nope.
Their son, whose real name is Joaquin, his final message was, "Vote for politicians who care more about people's lives than the gun lobby's money. Vote for people not getting shot, bro. I mean, vote for me because I can't.
Well, now, does the gun lobby in a good year spend as much as Bloomberg is spending to try to win Florida? Does the gun lobby spend $100 million?
I don't think it's anywhere close. I don't know what the NSSF's budget is every year, but I think it's probably a fraction.
But, I mean, is that the gun lobby, or is the NRA the gun lobby? I thought, you know.
Well, they say the NRA is the gun lobby. The NRA advocates for their members' gun rights. But technically, the National Shooting Sports Foundation is the lobby for the firearms industry. So when they talk about the gun lobby, everybody likes to say the NRA is the gun lobby. The NRA is not the gun lobby, technically.
Right.
The NSSF is the gun lobby.
Well, I just looked at this whole ditty in its entirety, and I can't imagine losing a child to violence.
No, I'm sure it's horrible, and I wouldn't wish what the Olivers have gone through on anyone.
But by the same token, one of two things would happen with me if I lost a child to violence. I would probably, if they didn't catch the person that did it, I'd probably sell everything I own and go hunting, which I would never get anywhere with that. You know, it'd be one of those things, a vendetta of mine that I would just, it would never get anywhere. Because if the cops can't find them, how am I going to find them? Or I would try to come to peace with it simply because there is no closure for that.
No,
as far as I in any way. So.
No, and some people, apparently like the Olivers, find closure or find some sort of purpose
in
working, exactly, in leading a crusade against what they attribute to be the cause, which is gun, not the crazy kid.
Hang on for me. We'll continue this on the other side. Hang on. TruthBoutGuns.com. This is Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News.
I'm Dan Naraki. President Trump will be heading back to the White House later today. White House physician Dr. Sean Conley says he's satisfied with the president's progress over the last few days.
Over the past 24 hours, the president has continued to improve. He's met or exceeded all standard hospital discharge criteria. He'll receive another dose of remdesivir here today, and then we plan to get him home. It's been more than 72 hours since his last fever. Oxygen levels, including ambulatory saturations and his work of breathing, are all normal.
Dr. Conley added that the president's medical team has been working with experts to make sure the president can safely fulfill his duties from the White House.
We're looking at where he's going to be able to carry out his duties, office space, and I'll just say that it's in line with everything we've been doing upstairs for the last several days.
This is USA Radio News. Negotiations continue over a bill to provide more economic stimulus as Americans weather the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains that the blame game could be holding up the bill's progress.
Democrats and Republicans are continuing to work on a coronavirus relief bill. Both sides are still at least a half a trillion dollars apart on the financial side of things. When it comes to who's to blame, Democrats blame Republicans, and of course, Republicans are blaming Democrats.
Speaker Pelosi had it entirely within her power to have this done on Friday before Congress left town. So it is entirely possible, but it is up to the speaker. She's the one who's been the obstacle.
Republican Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas. That audio courtesy of Fox News.
And stocks took a jump Monday on news that President Trump was leaving the hospital. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumping 465 points to close up more than 1.5%, while the NASDAQ climbed 2.3%. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Dan, I have been told recently that I don't need a gun because the police are going to take care of me. Is that true?
Well, we've been told by all the smartest people for years that that's the case.
Oh.
So it must be true, right?
Well, that's why I'm asking. I mean, I'm I believe everything the media says.
Well, it's not just the media. I mean, that's been the gun controllers and the anti-gun left's message. Gosh, for at least a couple of decades now, since gun ownership and concealed carry laws started to loosen up across the country, and America went from about 150 to 200 million gun zone to well over 400 million gun zone, and the violent crime rate has been dropping steadily from 1992 till March of this year. And we're told, hey, don't worry about it. We've got police. Rely on them. Nobody needs a gun. Just call the police if you ever find yourself in trouble. But there's a problem with that, because all the same people who were telling us that for years and years are now the same people who are saying that police are racist and they're violent and they need to be defunded. They're also pulling the police back and keeping them from doing anything about rioters or looters or Antifa types or violent BLM protesters. So we've got a spike in this country in gun-related crimes and violent crimes in general, starting in March, then accelerating at the end of May with the death of George Floyd. So the people who are telling you don't call the police or don't own a gun, call the police, now are saying defund the police, and they're making sure, that the police are less likely to be able to help you. So there seems to be a little tension there between those two messages.
Yeah. Well, first things first. Don't you know that George Floyd was a COVID-19 death?
Yeah, I think I did read that he tested positive.
Yeah, so that's what it was, and that makes the whole their whole argument is incorrect and invalid.
That said, the cop did sit with his knee on his neck for what, 8.5 minutes. There's no question about that. I had to have contributed. I'm not going to get into I don't want to relitigate the George Floyd thing.
Right.
Whatever the cause of George Floyd's death, that was the spark that kicked off the entire BLM protest, riot, looting, burning that we've been seeing ever since.
Right.
And Mr. and Mrs. America have watched that. They've seen it on their televisions. Sometimes they've seen it in real life, and they've reacted accordingly. They're buying guns by the millions. Another 1.6 million in September. And that's probably a low number. Again, that doesn't even count some, that's only the gun sales for which background checks had to happen.
Where are those coming from now? I mean, I go into gun shops and look at, what are they selling? Cause, I've been trying to find another Gen 5 Glock, 19.
It just shows you how fast and how hard the gun industry is working to fill the demand. The reason those shelves are empty, but as soon as those guns come in the stores, phone calls are made to people who have put their names in and ordered them, and they go right out the door.
Right out the door. They never make it to the case, do they?
They're all spoken for.
Yep. So I guess to a certain degree, it's testament. I know all of these, the gun companies and the ammunition companies, they're all running three shifts, 24 hours a day, probably 7 days a week, just trying to, I guess, to be behind.
Yeah, they're doing everything. I mean, they can't meet the demand. The demand just exceeds, exceeds capacity in almost every instance.
But at the same time, while all of this is happening, we want the police defunded. And, if this were to stop tomorrow, right, if all of a sudden there was no more of these murals being painted and no more of these attacks happening, do you think the cops are going to go, oh, well, everything's back to normal?
No, I don't. There are many
damage is done.
Yeah, damage is done. The cops have been denigrated, derided, called racist, and in many cases they have been defunded. They've been defunded here in Austin. They've been defunded in New York. They've been defunded in Portland. They've been defunded in Seattle. There are cities all across the country, in Los Angeles, cities all across the country where they have actually defunded the police. They've cut their funds way back, which means fewer cops in the street, longer response times, and fewer people in blue who aren't going to be there to respond to emergency situations.
Right.
And people aren't stupid. They know this. They read this. They see it on their TVs.
Well, I mean, let's take away all the whole stuff about money and defunding and all this other stuff. How many people want to be cops now? How many people are willing to actually go out there and go to the calls?
Yeah, would you?
No.
Yeah.
I would get out there and I'd be looking for a job as a radio host somewhere or something.
Yeah. What if, God forbid, you have to pull a trigger and actually shoot somebody?
Yeah.
And even worse, what if that person doesn't happen to be the same race that you are? What if you're black and he's white? What if that, even worse, what if you're white and he's black? That could be the end of your professional life. Yeah, your professional life, your future, all your finances could be ruined, and you could end up in jail.
Yeah. So, I mean, I sit back and I look at this stuff, but at the same time, those two things combined are indicative to me that we're going to have to be a little more self-reliant going forward, aren't we?
Yeah, and that's exactly the conclusion that people are coming to. We've always preached that you are your own first responder. In the best of times, with fully funded police forces and as many cops as they can put on the streets, there's no possible way a cop could be there to help you in time to stop something really bad from happening.
Right.
What was average response time was, something like 5 minutes nationwide? Well, let's say it was even 2.5 minutes. Let's say it was that quick. A whole lot of things could happen in 2.5 minutes. It doesn't take long for somebody to knife you, pull a trigger, hit you with a baseball bat. Very bad things can happen in a very short amount of time. You truly are your own first responder. And that with fewer cops willing or able to help, that's more true than ever.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the last break. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. Everything we're talking about today is right there on the front page. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. You guys have a breakdown, sort of a forensic breakdown of what has been found out regarding Breonna Taylor's, the incident involving her shooting. And, you know, there's been some things come out about this particular incident, primarily that she was on the warrant. She was not in the bed getting shot while she was asleep. And that, you know, sort of looks like she might have been involved in some activity. None of which, of course, means she should have died. But she's sort of been deified, hasn't she?
Well, she has. I'm still not clear because I haven't read all the documents that came out from the recordings that came out from the grand jury that released on Friday. But this was still a mess, and there's still conflicting reports from between what the police say happened, what the neighbors say happened. Some neighbors say they announced themselves. Some neighbors say they didn't announce themselves. This is just a continuing the word I want to use can't be used on the radio, so I won't do that. But yeah, it's that kind of show, and it's just a mess. It's all part of the never-ending war on drugs. It's part of issuing no-knock warrants, and apparently. While they had a no-knock warrant in this case, they didn't use it that way. They say that they knocked and announced themselves. Apparently, one neighbor says they heard them, heard the police announce themselves as police. The boyfriend in the house who opened fire and shot one of the cops in the legs says he did not hear that. Again, this was the middle of the night, and they were asleep when this all started happening. And they both got up and came out of bed. And as soon as the first cop came through the door, the boyfriend shot the first cop in the leg. That's when the cops behind them opened fire and say all they saw was a dark blur. They didn't, you know, they weren't sure what they were shooting at. It's just a mess. I'm not sure we're going to find what get to the bottom of this ever.
Well, I mean, it would really have been good if they had body cameras on. Did they have them, and we just haven't seen any footage of this, or?
No, apparently they were not wearing body. First of all, they were in plain clothes.
Right.
They weren't driving a police car or a marked car. They're in plain clothes, and they did not have a body camera.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Here's the thing about their approach and everything. Sometimes in a real crime area, if the police are coming, they will be notified as the police are headed in.
Yeah, I fully understand that.
And the only thing about this is if I were a cop and I were on a team and they were like, all right, we're going to go in there. We're going to do a no-knock raid. Everybody's going to come home, you know, all this other stuff. I'd be like, are we going to have a supervising officer on site? Are we going to have body cameras on to protect ourselves? Because that's what it boils down to. And then I'd get the rules of engagement, which, you know, I think they're pretty standard as far as police officers are concerned. And then there's a lot more protective measures I'd be wanting to take if I was a police officer going on one of those.
I couldn't agree more. I can understand driving in an unmarked car. I can probably understand being in plain clothes given certain circumstances. I'm not sure if they're appropriate in this case or not. But whatever I'm wearing, I want a body camera on me because that's likely to be the only defense you have if something goes wrong, as it did in this case.
Right.
And I don't want there to be any ambiguity. Even with body cameras, sometimes they don't show because, you know, they're moving around fast and it's blurry. And
sure.
And it's not always definitive as to what happened, but at least it's something. At least it'll get the audio. You know, it would have heard them knocking on the door saying, police, open up, that kind of thing, if they had them on. I don't see why you can't be in plain clothes and have a body camera, too.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of those guys with the plate carriers and everything, they have rip-away identifiers that they can put on that show that they are, in fact, law enforcement. The thing is, with them, though, I mean, as I think about this, I'm getting to the point to where I might want to have a body camera on me when I'm walking around the street.
Well, a lot of people are doing that. Not so much walking around the street, but you know, a lot of people are installing those in their cars.
Well, I've got one on front and back.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And, you know, people don't want there to be a question as to what happens in the case of an accident. If you should happen to somehow run into a protest and somebody approaches your car, that could be documented. A lot of people are installing those in their vehicles.
I just want to have one on the front of my vehicle because I've seen a couple of these guys where they stand off with a vehicle and they're guns out. They have got guns out. And I hate to say this, but if somebody pulls out a gun because I'm just driving down the street and they're like, this is a protest, nobody's coming through, and they pull a gun out on me, let's just say I'm pretty sure they haven't gone to some of the defensive shooting classes I've gone to. I'm going to be a little nervous about them because they obviously are quite nervous about being where they are. They've gone, you know, they've gone guns out, guns up, however you want to put it. And I'd want a camera. I'd want a camera up and running at
yeah,
that particular moment.
I don't have one in my car. But I've certainly thought about it, from what I understand, they are selling Fast and Furious through places like Amazon and other outlets.
I get one that goes front and back. Because that comes in, that will come in more handy than you can imagine, because I'm not worried so much about the sides, but front and back is where they seem to want to come in on you.
Did you see the video that came out of Florida last week of that guy who opened fire?
Yes, we were supposed to talk about this. We didn't even get to talk about that because I don't know why, because I guess I forgot. But, he had a camera going front, back, and on him.
Right.
Have you found anything else out about him? Are they going to get him charged now? What's up with him?
Not that I've heard yet, but I cannot believe that won't happen given the video that I saw.
Yeah, he seemed awful quick on the draw with that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since all he had to do was step on the brake.
Yeah, and get
situation
away.
Situation diffused. Yeah, situation diffused. So,
yeah, couldn't agree more.
Anyway, interesting times we live in, Dan. It is an interesting time to be in the United States. But those of you who are interested in the kind of stuff we talk about when Dan comes on the show, this is all coming off of the front page of the truthaboutguns.com. It is one of the most prolific gun news websites out there. When I say gun news, I mean political, I mean reviews, I mean, personalities, industry news, the entire spectrum of what happens in the United States in the gun world, not just not just one or the other, all of that. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
As always, thanks for having me, sir.
Yes, sir. It is my pleasure. Our number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.